The next patient is Janet Walkowicz, W-A-L-K-O-W-I-C-Z, like in Zulu. Janet, this is a clinical case of a 78-year-old female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine is 2.1 and the estimated GFR is 23 mL per minute. The proteinuria is negative. The patient had a renal ultrasound that was done in March of 2022. The right kidney is smaller, 9 centimeters, compared to the left kidney that is 11. There was no evidence of hydronephrosis, period. The patient has developed hypotension. And in absence of the proteinuria, we're going to stop the use of the lisinopril. The blood pressure today was 96 over 50. And the husband has decreased the administration of carvedilol. To 2.5 milligrams on a daily basis, period. Number two, arterial hypertension. This patient has hypotension. Two considerations. She has lost more than 14 pounds of body weight on purpose. The patient was in the administration of carvedilol in combination with this lisinopril, which is going to be stopped. And the other possibility is T3 hypothyroidism. Following number, T3 hypothyroidism. The patient is already on levothyroxine. The determination of T3 was ...1.4, which is significantly decreased. We're going to start the patient on Cytomel 25 micrograms on a daily basis. We're going to check it in 4 weeks. Following number. The anemia that was present before has improved significantly. The hematocrit is up to 34.8 and the hemoglobin 11.7. period. Whether or not the patient had anemia when the Watchman procedure was done is unknown. She was in Bradenton Hospital to have this procedure done, and the hemoglobin went down to 8.4. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post PCI, that is well compensated, followed by the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has a history of a stroke in 2020. Status post Watchman, period. When the Watchman procedure was done, she developed clots in the heart and in the lungs. The patient is breathing better, and she doesn't have any palpitations. So the auscultation is normal, regular sinus rhythm. Following number, hyperuricemia. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that is on supplementation. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease managed with PPIs. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks. A paragraph, we invested 12 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face and explaining to the husband the changes that we're going to make, even more important in the presence of high blood pressure, low loss of 14 pounds of body weight, and hypothyroidism. And the documentation, 10 minutes.